Well, dear friends and beloved church family, we would really like to be together for this Sunday, but I'm thankful that we are able to do this. And I am praying that in our time together, as we look at God's word, you would not just hear what your pastor thinks about anxiety, but you would actually hear God's word give you hope about where you can find peace. But I wanted to do it right here in my office. I wanted to invite you into my space. This is where I pray for you as a church. This is where I study the Bible. This is where I meet with people. And even this week, as I was praying about how can we encourage our church family, quite honestly, I had to pray and ask God to help me with the anxiety in my own heart. So we're in this together. And I do think God has something wonderful that he wants to say. So the message I want to share with you is this simple message. How do you find peace in anxious times? These are anxious times. There are a lot of things that we can be anxious about. In fact, I actually think fear can be a healthy thing, that it actually is a vital part of our survival. If you are on an African safari and you're walking and you see a wild animal, fear will step up your pace a little bit and keep you safe. Well, hopefully, depending how fast you are. Same thing, if you're watching, you're on your phone, you step off the curb and you see that there's a car coming, you will immediately jump back. And fear is a good thing when it's healthy. But often what happens is we become overwhelmed by it. And it's unhealthy. It turns to panic, and panic to anxiety. And it becomes, for some, even intense terror of what they don't understand and don't know, and something that is coming. So fear moves to worry and becomes anxiety. But God has something he wants to say about it. I was just thinking about the best way to describe anxiety. Here's a definition I think that will help. Anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease of something or about something that's uncertain to come. And when it escalates in its intensity, it becomes an overwhelming sense of apprehension. But whether it's perceived or real, there are real things that we should be afraid of. That's why I think this message is how to find peace in anxious times. These are anxious times. As I was thinking about what are the things that most of us are anxious about, it is about the coronavirus. We love our families. We're concerned about the elderly in our church and those who might have respiratory concerns. We should be concerned about these things. And so along with that, there's fear of loss of work. What will happen if I'm quarantined? How will I have supplies? Fear of there being supplies. If you've been to the supermarket, some shelves are empty. And then there's fear of the economy globally. Even this morning, I looked and it's around $30 a barrel for oil here in Calgary. That's a big deal. So there are actual things we are anxious of, and we can't just pretend they're not there. We can't just pretend we're not anxious and just say, well, we'll just hang on and things will get better. No, we need to have peace in the anxious times. And that's what I believe the Bible talks about. I think these two verses in the book of Philippians, let me just read them. It's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to do something that maybe it seems a little strange, but I want to actually show you how did I come to understand this in these verses. So just join with me. I'm going to show you this here. One of the things you find right away in these two verses, this is Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, is that it begins with anxiety. Do you see that? Do not be anxious. And it ends with peace. And what is really amazing about these two things is this is a command. Do not be anxious. And then it says, but by prayer and supplication, let your request be known. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What is amazing is that this section, all the way here till here, is all about anxiety. And then chapter 7, look how much of it, in contrast, verse 7, all of verse 7 is about peace. And what is amazing is what is in the middle? Is it just like, don't worry, be happy. Do not be anxious, but do pray. No, I think there's something more here. He's actually saying, how do you move from anxiety to peace? There is one way, and it's through prayer. And it's all the way through these verses. You can see it. Let me switch my color to another color. Look at this on prayer. It says, but by prayer. And then there's other words that describe prayer. Supplication is actually, in some versions, it's the word petition. By prayer and petition, it means request or to ask. Prayer is the big idea of talking to God. Supplication is asking. What do you suppose you are asking? And then you go a little further. He says, with thanksgiving, we are thankful that we can pray. But then he says, let your requests, again, he's focusing on prayer. Now, what really encouraged me yesterday when I was going over these verses is they still have requests. They still have petitions. They're still asking God for something. And what is it in these verses that you would be asking for? I think it's everything that's making you anxious. It's all those very same things that we are worried about. That we come to God and we talk to God about our fear for those we love. That we talk to God about what is it going to mean if we're quarantined? How will we have supplies? What if we run out of money? My wife works for a company that helps people with debt restructuring. And some people do not have any credit. They don't have the ability to even get things if they don't have actual cash. And they're actual anxious. So I think he's saying that the pathway to peace is through prayer. He's not just saying, don't be anxious and do pray. He's saying, don't be anxious. And there is a peace that can be yours through prayer. And look at this. It is the peace of God. It's not the peace of your pastor or your own peace. It's not just sitting in a certain position and meditating. It's not just finding the strength within yourself. Because in times like this, in anxious times, there is no strength within yourself, depending how bad your situation is. And maybe you're like me, you lie awake at night and you think about all the eventualities. It's like choose your own ending story. You think about all the possibilities that could go wrong or whatever. It's not the peace of norm. There is a peace of God. And so I think this is the message that he's trying to communicate to us. Let me share just a few other verses with you that I think the Bible helps us with. In Isaiah 55, verse 22, it's talking about prayer. And it says, it's Psalm 55, verse 22. In Psalm 55, it says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. So he's actually saying that you still have burdens. You still have requests. You still have things that could make you anxious. But what are you going to do with them? My dear friends, this is the truth in my own heart. I have to take them. And it says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be moved. It doesn't necessarily mean he takes away the trouble. The problem with our current days in these ancient times, none of us can change the price of oil. None of us can ensure and guarantee that we won't be exposed to some virus. None of us knows what the future will be with our job, or even some industries are more susceptible to other than others. But we know the place to take our burdens and our anxieties. And this is just so beautiful. He says, the righteous will not be moved. That means you will stand firm. You will be strong, even if it's still difficult. There's a New Testament verse that's almost exactly like this. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, in verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he will exalt you. And here's this beautiful verse. It says, casting all your anxieties on him. And what's amazing is it kind of just, the Bible already knows you're going to have anxieties. God is speaking and saying, cast all your anxieties on him. And here's why. Because he cares for you. Isn't that just wonderful? He's actually saying the way to move from anxiety to peace is through prayer. And what do you do with your requests? It's exactly like casting your burdens on him. You make them known. What does it say? To make them known to God. It's not just centering yourself. It's not just finding peace in yourself. It's based on an absolute certainty that God hears our prayers. Wherever you are at, right in this exact moment, I want to say to you, dear friend, and as part of our loved, beloved church family, I want to say to you that God hears your prayers. Listen to these incredible words in Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So what do you suppose the reward is? That if you're seeking him, he will give you what you're seeking. Himself. He is actually saying that if you want to draw near to God, that's what verse 6 says, draw near to God, then believe that he exists and that he will reward those who seek him, that you will be able to draw near to him. So look at these verses again. Isn't it wonderful? Do not be anxious. And do you see these qualifying words? Do not be anxious about what? Sorry, I kind of stroked it out. About anything, but in everything. These qualifying words are complete. They're absolute. So are you allowed to be anxious about some things? No, it's instead of anxiety, there is healthy fear. I do know that's true. And it brings us to God. There's even the fear of God, this wonderful sense that God is almighty and sovereign, and we know he's here in control. And even though I'm out of control, God is not. But I'm not anxious. I haven't escalated to the place of this frantic fear and terror of what I can't control. No, not anxious about anything. But, and here's the contrast instead of it, but in everything. Do you think that can happen this week? This week, the very things on your heart, I don't know the things you are thinking about, but in everything, by prayer and petition, supplication, and by asking, with thanksgiving. And this is so beautiful because it's basically saying, aren't you glad that God exists and that when we draw near to him and we seek him, he will reward those who seek him. Aren't you glad we can pray, that we can go to God, we're not alone? Then let your request be made known to God. And then the best part of both of these verses. Look what it says. And the peace, this is the result. And the peace of God, which, the peace of God, surpasses all understanding. That means you can't manufacture it with your human will. You can't just think, okay, I'm going to make a list of all the good and the bad, and what's my pros and cons, and how do I keep track, and how do I keep my life organized? How do I organize my finances? How do I figure this all out? You can't do it. It's beyond all understanding. Not just some of your understanding. This peace of God surpasses all understanding. And look at this verse. It will. He is not saying it might, but it will. And here is this wonderful idea. It will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, this is amazing. You might say, well, okay, I am anxious and I want the peace of God. So I will pray. I'll present my request to God. I will bring the very things that make me anxious to God. And when I do, He gives me peace that is beyond understanding, and it will guard my heart and my mind. Some translations put here the word protect, and it's the idea that God is actually continuing to look after your heart and your mind. Your heart is the seat of your emotions. It's the place where you have all these emotional turmoil. It is where anxiety is wound up in your heart. But it's not just your heart. It's, oh no, just I feel better. No, it's your mind. Have you ever heard a siren late at night and somebody is late coming home and your first thought is, oh no, they've been in an accident. Our minds come up with all kinds of crazy ideas. We need to think rightly. We need to have our minds focused on what is true. And I think that's why he says, your minds in Christ Jesus. My dear friends, unless God gives you this kind of peace, our minds and our hearts, we can try to just convince ourselves, but the very peace of God will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ. That's the basic idea of these two verses. Do not be anxious. There is a peace of God that is ours through prayer. Present your request to Him, the very things that make you anxious. Give them to God. And then, when we come back to Philippians 4, I'm not able to go through all these verses, but the very next verse, let me just read it again in verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests. So it's kind of personal. I'm going to encourage every one of you. Bring your requests, the very things that make you anxious, to God. Make them known to God. And then verse 7, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts, how you feel and worry and anxiety and frantic concern, all those apprehensions. It will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. And then we come to verse 8. And in verse 8, he says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, he has this whole list, whatever is excellent. Guess what he's saying? These are the things that describe Christ Jesus. Your mind will be filled with all these things. At the end of the verse 8, he says, think about these things. God will guard our minds in Christ as we think on Christ. Our minds in Christ are minds that are on Christ. And then we come to verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, put into practice. See, this is the book of Philippians. The Apostle Paul is in prison. And he's writing from prison. And he says he has joy that the gospel is being proclaimed, even in his suffering. Paul himself is in really difficult situation. And he says, what you've seen in me, that I've been content in whatever state I am, he says, put these to practice. Do not be anxious, but do pray as a pathway, and the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. Now listen to this. This is the end of verse 9, and it's a bit of a surprise and a wonderful message. And the God of peace will be with you. Did you catch that? We are praying for the peace of God, and at the very end of Paul's sermon, he says, it's the God of peace who's with you. He is the God who is peace. So he's not just taking his basket and saying, here's a little piece for you, here's a little piece for you, and he's just given whatever you need. No, he is actually saying, here I am. Remember when you're a kid and, you know, you're worried about monsters under your bed, and then your mom and dad come in and they're with you, and all of a sudden the monsters are gone. Their presence with you dispels your fear. And whatever juvenile ideas you can think of, it's just a perceived fear. It's not a real fear. But in these days, there are real things that we face in anxious times, we can have peace. Not only because we pray, but the very God of peace himself is with us. And God so greatly encouraged my heart yesterday and today. And my dear friends, I pray that for you. I really believe that's the message God wants us to hear now in this time. This is how we will find peace. We'll find the peace of God in the God of peace. Because when we pray, we're not just saying words. We're actually talking to God. He is actually with us. The God of peace will be with you. I want to share this last scripture. I think it's this most amazing passage. We share the grace at the end of every one of our services. But here's a longer version of the very same thing. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth in his 2 Corinthians, and he says, "Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you." And then he says the most wonderful benediction. "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This powerful message, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God himself is with us. I want to invite you to pray with me. If you're visiting us as a guest, I want to invite you to bow your heart and your mind as well. Because I truly believe if you are anxious, not only just this week and during this time, but at any time in your life, this is how you will find peace. That you cry out to God who hears your prayer, and the God of peace himself will be with you. So will you pray with me? Father, I do want to pray for our church family. Wherever we are scattered around the city, wherever we are on this Sunday morning as we watch this message, as we consider your word, Father, I pray that we would not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, petition, asking, we would come to you with the very things that make us anxious, and we would do it with thanksgiving because you hear our prayer, and because anybody who would draw near to you must believe you exist, and that you reward those who seek you, that we would seek you and you reward us with the very thing worth seeking, with yourself. That God, you would be the God of peace who is with us. And that your peace, the very peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that we would experience this as a whole church and as each individual, that we can't even explain it. We don't even know why we feel this peace, but somehow the very peace of God just washes over us because you are with us and you're the God of peace. And then, Father, I pray that today and all the days forward, that you would guard our hearts, the place of our emotion and anxiety and concern and our feelings, and you would guard our minds in Christ Jesus because of who you are. Father, I pray this prayer in the strong and the compassionate and the wonderful and the strong name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. We pray, let it be true, Lord. Even so, we pray. Amen. May the grace of Christ be with you.